man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk.
Welcome. Welcome to the program, folks. You are tuned into the Trump Phenomenon. It's June 14th, 2017, the birthday of Donald John Trump. Happy 71st birthday to our president. And with us, we have the full complement, Paul Fromm in Canada. Hi, Paul. Well, we'll be back in a moment. George in Maryland, thank you for being here.
Good to be here, James, and I think Paul will be back in a jiffy.
And folks, we hope a couple of you will join us in tonight's show. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we will endeavor to get you on in our brief hour together here, covering the last 24 hours of the Trump era, as George has aptly called it, the Trump phenomenon, as we named it when we began this show, right after Donald Trump announced that he was going to run for the presidency. So the, I mentioned in our show yesterday that the reverberations from the Jeff Sessions testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee would be would still be resonating, and they certainly are. That was a magnificent moment. Jeff Sessions just tearing the Russiagate scam, hoax, fake news, just tearing it to shreds. There's a good column on this today. Let's see, it's over at Breitbart. The writer is someone named Charles Hurt. And Dateline today, his headline is "No More Mr. Nice Guy." I love it. I'll share some of this column with you tonight. Then, of course, we have the event in Arlington where a Bernie Sanders lunatic. Well, is there any other kind, really? a Bernie Sanders supporter. Gunning down, attempting to gun down as many Republican senators and congressmen as he could. As Rand Paul said, fortunately, Steve Scalise, because he is the majority whip, had with him Capitol Hill police protection. And
well, it didn't do much good, did it?
Well, Rand Paul said he probably saved a bunch of our lives because the congressmen and the senators were kind of cornered in the dugouts and within the fences of the ball field that they were at. Some of them had to climb over, you know, tall fences in the outfield, and these are not young men. So this guy had a high powered rifle and apparently a lot of ammo, and he had a handgun. And he had a strong position, and they had, and as the congressmen and senators commented, all we had were baseball bats, meaning we were defenseless. So there were two that were injured, two that were wounded. I don't know how many security personnel there were, and they did get shot themselves, but they took this guy out, and he died of those wounds shortly after that. So his intention was, you know, he could have killed a number of senators and congressmen. That was his intention. And this immediately following the sort of, what do they call it? The resistance violence of these left-wing crazies in our country. Now, two people today and yesterday said this was going to happen. They actually predicted it before it happened today. Mike Savage, the radio host, and Rush Limbaugh, both in their programs the day before, said this is going to turn into civil disorder. This is going to turn into overt violence against us. And it did in this case.
I just finished my own program on White Resistance Radio. Yeah. I played something that's on the New York Post website. Some fellow walking his dog got a lot of the action on his cell phone. There's a lot of noise and many, many, many gunshots. Like most amateur, all this is on the spot, what couldn't be prepared for. It's really shocking, really moving, and they've got to be made to pay for it. They're always nattering on about we in the patriotic movement or the nationalist movement, we're the forces of hate. They're the forces of hate, and look what they did: gunning down, trying to gun down middle-aged men. They've got to wear this, James. We've got to make them wear this.
Well, fortunately, the Donald Trump rallies, beginning way back in the primaries, were making it clear to America. We can put out there the symbol of this what Rudyard Kipling called the Saxon. These left wingers have been awakening the Saxon to the wrath and the fury and the anger that we should exhibit when we are threatened as we are threatened. Just as the title of this essay I'm about to share with you, No More Mr. Nice Guy, it's time for No More Mr. Nice Guy. At those early Trump rallies, if you'll remember, he had the bravery to attempt rallies in California. He had a rally in Costa Mesa. He had a rally in Anaheim. And there were Trump supporters were being beaten in the streets, bloodied in the streets by these punks. America was getting an eyeful of what the left is really about. Exactly as you say, Paul, these are the haters. These are the real racists. These are the violent criminals. And you're right. They need to wear this. This is who they are. So America is learning what the left has always been about. This is nothing new. The story of the left has always been this way. It's always been violent. And in their typical style, of course, they accuse the good guys of their own crimes.
An observation. I was able to watch a lot of this unfolding on the standard network stations here too close to the capital city. And one thing they couldn't do was whitewash this one.
Right.
I mean, this was a man. It was splattered all over WJLA and WUSA. This guy hates Republicans. He hates Donald Trump. He loves the Southern Poverty Law Center. He was a Bernie Sanders guy. And he opened fire, and 20 people took pictures of it. And he shot at least 50 rounds. And you can see for yourself. And people are filled with bullets. So I watched it. It's interesting, the local media here, I thought they were pretty disgusted, even for, basically politically correct correspondents and whatnot, some of them white, some of them black. I don't think even the local news people here at the local, basic network news were amused by this. They weren't going, wow, I am in sympathy with this guy. Let's go gun down some Republican. I didn't sense any of that at all.
Yeah. I was sorry the guy died so quickly. It would have been, I'm glad he's dead, but the shooter. But we could have anticipated perhaps that he would have helped more to show America in a trial or, whatever, in some acting out on camera. He could have shown America more what the left is really made of. Go ahead.
I think we should, as I said just a few months ago, we must make them wear this. And, you know, as they would with us, I think we should say, demand to know, is the Southern Poverty Law Center a hate group? I mean, this guy says he loves the Southern Poverty Law Center, a man who goes around trying to shoot unarmed middle-aged men. You know, they've got to be questioned. You know, it's always we who have to answer the questions. You know,
right.
I think we should go on the attack. We, you know, as many people as we can mobilize, go on the attack. I think that should be the approach.
Well, here's let's go back to our first topic here, Jeff Sessions, and the. The No More Mr. Nice Guy column on Breitbart today featured Attorney General Jeff Sessions came out swinging Tuesday, blasting his former colleagues in the U.S. Senate for their sham investigation into these loony accusations that somehow Mr. Sessions conspired with Russians to rig last year's election. That's good reporting. The ever courtly Mr. Sessions ripped Senator Al Franken, current Minnesota Democrat and former in quotes, comedian, for his rambling question during Mr. Sessions' January confirmation hearings that sparked a feeding frenzy among Democratic dodo birds desperate to find the slenderest reed of a connection between Russia and anyone who has ever supported President Trump. With precision and accuracy Tuesday, Mr. Sessions noted how Mr. Franken had larded his question with bamboozling charges about compromising personal information the Russians had supposedly collected about Mr. Trump. I'll skip down here a little bit. In his confirmation hearing, I'm going to skip a little further. In Tuesday's testimony, Mr. Sessions excoriated in a voice that appeared quavering with anger at times. That's for sure. Those who are knowingly distorting plain and simple events into this vast web of conspiracy. Quote, the suggestion that I participated in any collusion or that I was aware of any collusion with the Russian government to hurt this country, which I have served with honor for over 35 years, or to undermine the integrity of our democratic process is an appalling and detestable lie, he said, looking sharply at the senators he worked alongside for the past two decades. He also reminded the committee that despite the unrelenting lies by Democrats and the media, the attorney general never recused himself from the Trump-Russia investigation because of some phantom ties he had to Russia, but rather because he was part of Mr. Trump's presidential campaign. Now, let me pause on that, folks. Over and over again, Attorney General Sessions had to explain to each and every Democrat, even multiple times to each Democrat, he had to explain to them that, for example, when he said, I can't discuss that, and he explained, well, that was a private conversation I had with the President of the United States. And even Dianne Feinstein, they're all like, huh? I'm a U.S. senator. I asked you a question. You haven't answered. And he said, well, you know, there is confidentiality. If you have a conversation with the President of the United States, and these people have no respect, none, zero, for our president, and this is contaminating, this is doing tremendous damage to the presidency. He has the expectation that he can have a private conversation that Dianne Feinstein or Rob Wyden can't just say, okay, now, what did you just say? You know, they could stand outside the White House there and say, what did you just say? I mean, this is absurd. These people acting as if they don't know this. It's willful, a willful feigning of ignorance. Of course they know that that's private. And he doesn't have to tell them everything he ever said, with the President of the United States. And then Sessions made the point. He had to make it repeatedly. He said, no, wait a minute. This is basic to the separation of powers. If you, and then he didn't have time to explain this, but if you senators can simply invade the White House and scrutinize it, you are so senior to the president that he has no confidentiality, then there's no separation of powers. You are the senior branch at that point. and the president is your employee. So this was, let's go on here.
It was heated.
Yes, it was. Defiantly adding this, I recused myself from any investigation into the campaigns for president, but I did not recuse myself from defending my honor against scurrilous and false accusations. And he also said, I did not recuse myself from being the Attorney General of the United States.
Okay.
But that's the way they're treating it. Mr. Sessions even went so far as to ridicule his former colleagues for focusing on such petty, political, and trivial nonsense at a time when far more pressing matters should be occupying their full attention. Now, we'll skip down here. In a reminder, let's see, I'll skip even further. He said the president wants to focus on the people of this country to ensure they are treated fairly and kept safe, he said. But you heard it yesterday on the show, and my reading of the text of it is nothing compared to hearing Jeff Sessions' own voice. And we heard that in the show yesterday. That was a much better. You have to hear his voice to know the intensity of it and the drubbing that he gave these people. Let me go to another story here. I'll put the phone number out again, and I'll check the caller board here. Let me do that for you folks, in case we have some callers already, at 800-313-9443.
Well, James, we have a triad of it now. Started with Hillary said, all you miserable Trump supporters, you're all deplorable. Then we had the comedian chop off Donald Trump's head and holding up on TV. Now we have a Bernie guy. Can we find a more cowardly act? And geez, even the Islamists, at least they'll scream "Allahu Akbar" before they shoot you. This crazed lefty pink just stood there and opened fire on people practicing for a baseball game.
Yeah, well, and also, it makes the point that the America is incredibly. It really is two nations. It is not one nation. And these people, these Democrats, are, they're at war. They are at war with us. We're two separate populations. It's never been so distinct. It's never been such a chasm between two populations in this country. Paul and I, Paul, even though you're not an American, you remember these American elections. Well, back in the Kennedy-Nixon election, or back when Eisenhower was running against Adlai Stevenson, there was comity. There were good feelings. The population, we were one country, and if the Republicans lost or the Democrats lost in an election, the country didn't come unglued, and war was not declared on the new president. Republicans, when John Kennedy was president, Republicans were proud of that we had a great president, and we were, they opposed him on policies and so on, but they were proud of their country and proud of their president. Democrats were proud of President Eisenhower. Mm-hmm. And
I have a dissenting view.
Yeah.
I don't think the chasm. And the extent, today, business went on in all the major cities, all over the place. I think 95% of Americans carry on every day. These disastrous things here, I don't think the country's divided. I think we have a 5% left-wing loony class headed by George Soros that has enough power to cause these things to happen all the time. Just don't see it,
Yeah. George,
if we're that divided, my neighbor should gun me down because I'm outnumbered 5-1.
More perceptive.
They're not
George.
Doing it.
Bingo. Very perceptive. And George is right, folks. Cross out what I just said. George got it right. We got a break here, and we'll be back right after that break.
The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks.
A man is hard to be.
You're tuned into the Trump phenomenon here on Wednesday evening, June 14th, 2017, Donald Trump's birthday. And on his birthday, Donald Trump is delivering on promises he made in the primaries and in the general election. Here is one of them right here. The Trump's pledge to wipe out MS-13 gang paying off in New York. This is a story of the New York Post. President Trump's pledge, which has been a more honest publication than others, the New York Times is simply, they're reaching new lows every day and how far they have strayed from any notion of being actual journalists. President Trump's pledge to wipe out the notoriously violent MS-13 gang is gaining traction. Federal officials have rounded up close to 40 accused members of MS-13 in New York City and Long Island in the 30 days following vows by Trump and Attorney General Jeff Sessions to crack down on the gang known for terrorizing. Of the 45 New York area gang arrests over the last month by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and Homeland Security, 39 were affiliated with MS-13, which has been blamed for a string of recent murders in normally placid Long Island, the Fed said. This includes the area of Queens, where Donald Trump grew up. Those who are not charged with crimes will be processed for deportation, the feds said. The agencies formed Operation Matador last month together with the NYPD and other agencies following a high-profile visit by Jeff Sessions to Long Island to address the suburban enclave's growing concerns about MS-13 violence. Treasury Department officials labeled MS-13 a transnational criminal organization, and noting it's involved in drug trafficking, kidnapping, human smuggling, murder, and sex trafficking. The MS-13 members follow a strict code of conduct, including beating in increments of 13 seconds for members who break the rules, and a green light to kill on-site any government cooperators. So that's good news. And then here's some more good news. No apologies. The ICE chief says illegal immigrants should live in fear of deportation. Illegal immigrants should be living in fear of deportation. The chief U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the chief, said Tuesday, pushing back against a growing sentiment among Democrats on Capitol Hill and activists across the country who have complained about agents enforcing the laws on the books. Thomas D. Homan, H-O-M-A-N, acting director at ICE, said anyone in the country without authorization can be arrested, and those who have been ordered deported by judges must be removed if laws are to have meaning. His comments marked a major shift for an agency that President Obama forbade from enforcing the law when it came to more than 9 million of the country's estimated 11 million illegal immigrants. Unshackled from Mr. Obama's strictures, agents have dramatically increased the number of arrests. Advocacy groups are enraged. And I'm sure this shooter today was enraged. I'm sure he was enraged that the law is being enforced. And demand leniency for, quote, traumatized, unquote, immigrants. Mr. Homan makes no apologies. He says, if you're in this country illegally and you committed a crime by being in this country, wouldn't that be nice to have folks in Canada and the government saying that about the illegals in your country, Paul? That you're committing a crime by being just standing here? You should be uncomfortable. You should look over your shoulder. You need to be worried, Mr. Homan, Homan testified to the House Appropriations Committee. And let me just see if there's a little bit more I can read here. He said, no population is off the table. The Trump administration is asking for significant boosts in spending for both border and interior enforcement, but it is meeting resistance from Democrats who oppose a crackdown. Here's Nita Lowey. Now, folks, if you know her, Nita Lowey, a congresswoman from New York, oh my gosh, what a case she is. She says, Democrats... Wait till you hear what she has to say right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
Welcome back, folks.
What
here's a good note from President Trump. Trump visits hospital treating wounded lawmaker, and I'm sorry to hear from this headline. I don't know if this is the most current update, that Steve Scalise is still in critical condition. Here's the story. President Donald Trump is making a surprise visit to the MedStar Washington Hospital Center, where Representative Steve Scalise is being treated for his injuries following Wednesday's shooting at a Republican congressional baseball practice. Steve Scalise, I'll interject here, he's the third most powerful Republican by position in the House as the majority whip, U.S. Congressman from Louisiana. The President and First Lady Melania Trump brought two bouquets of white flowers to the hospital. MedStar Washington said in a tweet Wednesday afternoon that Scalise, quote, was critically injured and remains in critical condition. That's not good, unquote.
No.
It provided no further details about him. Scalise was among several people wounded when a rifle-wielding attacker fired on lawmakers on a baseball field in Alexandria, Virginia, outside Washington. The attacker was shot and later died. A white guy, I think 66 years old, a Bernie Sanders crazy man, and who from Illinois, who had a rifle and a pistol. But the that's good that
heavy duty game changer. Now we have a serious business martyr for the cause, absolutely innocent. So Steve Scalise supported Donald Trump. And he just took a round through the pelvis and internal organs based on some unhappy liberal from Illinois. That's ugly.
And the SPLC, who he apparently admires, has got to own this. You know, they slap labels all over the place on people are haters and people are extremists and people are terrorists and so on. This is one of their admirers. As Ricky Ricardo always told Lucy, you've got some splaining to do. A lot of splaining to do.
Yes.
It makes me angry.
Makes me angry.
This is pretty damn pissed off at what's been going on the last 9 months and having to watch Mueller or some other maggot from wherever. Donald Trump's doing this and that and obstructing justice. Now these people are taking pot shots at sitting legislators while they're getting ready to play the congressional baseball game. Pretty cowardly.
Yes.
You may not realize how bad it is in the States. It's a sad day when I have to say that our own Communist Broadcasting Corporation actually provides better news than CNN. You turn on the CBC National News, and there'll be stories from Britain, various stories from around Canada, and a little bit from the States, and yet turn on CNN, it's nonstop shit-kicking of Donald Trump and his supporters like Attorney General Sessions. I mean, there's almost no other news other than that. And it's not news. Most of it's fake.
Well, let's get some good news stories here. I'll just give you some good ones that are running across Breitbart right now. Even the opposition media concede Jeff Sessions wins this round. On Tuesday, reports Breitbart, even the opposition establishment media had to concede that Attorney General Jeff Sessions emerged from the Senate Intelligence Committee hearing virtually unscathed, much to the dismay of left-wing Democrats and their allies and I love this phrase. This is what Breitbart is now calling the lamestream media, Paul. They're calling it the legacy press.
Let's coin that phrase.
Yeah,
the legacy press.
Yeah, in other words, folks, the people that are on their way out, the hangover from the past, the legacy press. Sessions shot down the notion that he somehow colluded with Russians. He swatted away theories that he recused himself because he may have been doing something wrong. He displayed just the right amount of righteous indignation in defending his honor to come across as a trustworthy figure. He sure did that. Very, very nice. Here's another encouraging story. The Time Inc. cuts 300 jobs amid falling circulation. Media giant, let's say legacy giant, Time Inc. has announced it will lay off as many as 300 workers in an attempt to cut costs and restructure the company. The CEO, Richard Batista, has described this as difficult but necessary. This comes amidst falling levels of circulation from publications such as Time, Fortune, and Sports Illustrated. good news. The stock price has fallen 30% in recent months.
My entire retirement fund in the New York Times.
Yes, it's amid uncertainty over whether the company would be sold. However, Time Inc. announced in April that it had decided not to sell itself after, itself after it failed to find a buyer who would meet its $1.8 billion asking price. So nobody's interested, no takers. I like that. The here's another great story, folks. A global warming research study in Canada has been canceled because of unprecedented thick summer ice.
What? I thought there was warming. I thought we were didn't Al Gore tell us that by 2013 the Arctic ice cap would have all melted?
A $17 million 4-year long program headed by the University of Manitoba had to be canceled because the scientists' icebreaker, there's a picture of this huge ship, was required by the Canadian Coast Guard for a rather more urgent purpose, rescuing fishing boats and supply ships which had gotten stuck in the, quote, unprecedented thick ice conditions, unquote. We were finding thick multi-year ice flows, which on level ice were 5 meters thick. It was much, much thicker and much, much heavier than anything we had seen. Let me skip down here a little bit. Here's another one. Breitbart. This is Breitbart. They're doing a flashback here to a previous instance of the same kind of story. There was the Ship of Fools expedition earlier, in which an Australian climate researcher named Chris Turkey had to call an expedition to the melting Antarctic after his ship got stuck in the ice. Here's another one. The Caitlin expedition, supported by the Prince of Wales, in which the team had to abandon their trip to the North Pole because it was so cold and the ice was so thick. And more recently, there was the Ship of Fools 2. They had to be canceled for the same reason, unexpected ice. And they said, then Breitbart asks, what on earth can Mother Gaia be trying to tell them? Possibly the same message she's trying to send out to the greenies in California with this unexpected fall of white global warming. And then here's the headline in California. A rare winter-like storm brought more snow to the Sierra Nevada on Monday, giving skiers the opportunity to enjoy the slopes as summer gets underway. At Squaw Valley, skiers and snowboarders will be on the slopes past the 4th of July for the first time in history. So that's global warming, folks. Squaw Valley after the 4th of July. The resort spokesman said, we are seeing bathing suits and costumes on the slopes. The skiing has definitely been extremely festive.
You know, James, I think we sometimes miss the boat on things like this. The people who have preached this, the people who have tried to change Canada and the United States, the carbon tax and all the rest of it, they should be hounded mercilessly. You people are idiots. You got it wrong. You tried to change everything. You persecuted people who had any different idea. You can't be trusted. You are morons. When our side makes a mistake or is seen to make a mistake, we hear about that forever and a day. I think we've got to be more aggressive and particularly about the shooting of House Whip Scalise. Remember, it was just about 2 years ago that a deluded fellow named Dylan Roof shot those nine Negroes at a church in Charleston. Well, you know what price we paid for his act? We lost the Confederate flag in state after state, monument after monument. Monuments are taken down. It's all our fault, or the Confederacy's fault, because of this deluded individual who was never a member of any group and never consulted and certainly wasn't told to do these things. And yet we've paid a huge price. I think we've got to demand that the federal law enforcement, for instance, cease all contact with the SPLC. I mean, they're surrounded. Well, I mean, they have apparently among their supporters people who go out and try to assassinate Paul.
Well, yes, well, right along those lines, defunding and taking apart the left, which has gotten used to being in control. Let's go to our European theater of reporting here. We're going to talk for a moment here about Hungary, Poland, and the Czech Republic. In Hungary, Viktor Orban, the great prime minister of Hungary, he's got a great story. He has gone to war defunding, as you described, Paul, defunding George Soros and taking apart his Central European University. The Hungarian government has passed a new regulatory law on foreign non-governmental organizations, NGOs, such as those funded by left-wing billionaire George Soros. The law means tougher rules to make the organizations more transparent. The new legislation, passed by 130 votes to 44 in the Hungarian parliament, will see foreign-based NGOs with an annual revenue of more than 7.2 million Hungarian forints, which is $26,000, be made to register, so that's all of them, be made to register as a foreign-supported organization. The Hungarian Civil Liberties Union, I guess that's their ACLU, has expressed outrage at the new law and has already announced plans for civil disobedience with the Budapest Business Journal, they announced. The spokesman for the Hungarian government, Zoltán Kovács, defended the new law, noting the government had gone to, and I'm going to skip through some of the detail here, the law is largely seen by many as a continuation of the Hungarian government's crackdown on international NGOs financed by Hungarian-born left-wing billionaire George Soros. Prime Minister Viktor Orban has slammed Soros, saying he has agitated within Hungary to open the borders for the mass migration of millions into Europe. Soros said in April at the European Parliament, George Soros and his NGOs want to transport 1 million migrants to the EU per year. He has personally publicly announced this program and provides a financial loan for it. And then he's targeting Soros' Central European University, which, by the way, Soros endowed with a startup of $880 million. That was... he wrote a check for $880 million for this left-wing university. And Orban says it is wrong for this university to be able to issue United States university degrees without having a campus in the U.S., as it gave an advantage over all other Hungarian universities. Now, you're not going to believe this, Paul. George Soros' Central European University in Budapest is licensed with the Department of Education in New York State.
Ridiculous.
And they are accredited by New York State.
It's the president of that university is a former Canadian politician named Ignatieff,
yes,
a hardcore lefty, internationalist. He was actually teaching at Harvard when he decided to run for Prime Minister of Canada, and he was soundly beaten by the Conservatives at the time, who said... who tagged him with the label "just visiting"? You know, he's another wandering cosmopolite, and Orban is absolutely right to shut these subversives down. Because this is a big money attempt to get rid of nationalists like Orban and people who are a bit more nationalistic like Jobbik.
Yes. Now, some more good news from Hungary and Poland and the Czech Republic. The European Commission, which is the bureaucrats who actually run the EU, in theory, the European Parliament is supposed to be, let's put it this way. The facade is made that the European Parliament runs the European Union. It doesn't. And the members of the Parliament know that. The European Commission does. It's a really corrupt government in Europe. The European Commission has singled out, they did this yesterday, Hungary, Poland, and the Czech Republic for, they are going to retaliate against these three countries for not accepting enough or any refugees. We'll talk about that right after this break. We've got one more segment. You could get a call in if you dial now. See you in a moment.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. And we've got two callers here. We're going to go to first Samuel in California and then Jeff in Chicago. And during the break there, I just switched from one computer system to another because Bill Gates just took over the one system. Working on updates, 30% complete. Don't turn off your computer. Restarting. Thank you, Bill Gates.
Of course, he has time to attend any of that. He's so busy helping Africa.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Let's go, Samuel in California. What's on your mind?
I hear.
Yes, I hear you. Yes, Samuel.
Yeah, I wanted to bring something to your guys' attention. There's a guy out here in California, where I'm from, who lives up in the mountains. He's an engineer, quite articulate, used to work for the solar industry for Bechtel, the big solar plants, and he believes that there's weather warfare going on, and these cold spells and hot spells are all engineered to make us confused about whether there is warming or cooling. So if you could check him out, I think that would
be... Samuel, let me just give you my reaction to that. The nature of the war that we're in is very clear. The battlefield is very clear. And, whether or not somebody's doing something or other with clouds or cloud seeding or something like this, the focus of the battle has to be on what we know, not what might be or what, you know, someone's theory. We know we're being invaded. We know we have a president who wants to stop the invasion. That's the battle. That's the... You know, that's the front that you're on. And so, you know, we got to get our cannons and our, you know, our troops positioned in that battle. And then we've got a president who, it's a mortal combat. It's a fight for all the marbles. So we're not going to have a, you know, the issue I just gave, for instance, on the fake global warming, trying to take over all energy, controlling all energy with the Paris Agreement. Donald Trump just got us out of that. That's not speculative. We know he did that. We know he will save us. He is saving us from a global energy dictatorship. So,
yeah, I understand. I'm not arguing against that. I think that was a good move.
Right?
However, I want you guys to check out a website and look at some of the videos called geoengineeringwatch.org. Check it out.
I'll take a look at it.
Now,
and, yes.
This is about what's happening to the planet. According to this guy, nothing.
Yeah, well, Samuel, I appreciate... I will check that out. I'll check that website out, but the... we got to have a priority list of the major fronts on which we're fighting. And folks, thanks for joining us. The show is all too short as it is, and we'll continue to pick up with the next 24 hours of the Trump phenomenon.
Rain check for Jeff. Please come back tomorrow night, mate.
Yeah. And Jeff, I talked to him off the air. Jeff, call me at home. See you all tomorrow night.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.